that if they just
the germs? Mark's worried about going barefoot.
If they just pick off a piece of themselves,
what'll happen?
And they throw it to the good guys.
We're dead. You mean the blood cells? You mean the red blood cells and the and the white blood cells?
Yeah.
What do the white blood cells do?
Those bad guys.
Yeah.
And they.
You mean the germs?
Yeah, the germs and the good guy germs.
Uh huh.
The good germs, bad germs.
The good germs are the. There are no good germs. All germs are bad.
No.
All germs are bad, yeah.
No, I mean.
The blood cells get the germs. The blood cells eat up the germs. Oh. Germs are bad.
They eat the germs.
The white blood cells rescue your body. They eat up those nasty germs.
They eat them?
They gobble them up.
But how can they go through?
They don't have to.
Why?
They've got a special way of doing it.
How do they do it?
They just gobble up those cells, and then the blood, the red blood helps them. And they don't have to go poo. They just exchange oxygen and carbohydrates and stuff.
You mean all they have in their, inside them is air?
Yeah. Ross! Drop his shoe! Yeah, how are you going to walk without a shoe? Huh? Answer. There's his shoe, I think. No, that's a beer can. No, but he should.
Why?
Because you're going to need it.
I don't need it?
You do need it.
So why did he drop it?
He will drop it. Huh? Ross, drop the shoe! He didn't drop it. He's just running on without even listening to father. He's not listening to his father.
Why do you want him to drop the shoe?
Rossi? Because I need that shoe. I need that shoe for my little bro, my little boy. It's a little marking shoe that he has.
But
yeah.
Don't have to drop it.
Why not?
My feet.
Your feet hurt pretty bad?
Yeah.
You did a fart. on daddy's neck. What do you think daddy thinks? How do you think daddy feels about that? Huh?
Yeah.
How does your dad feel about what his bad little boy does?
Funny.
Does everyone else like it when you fart on them? No. What will the teacher? What will teacher do if you fart on your teacher? Ross, he's way ahead of us. Look.
That's
because you didn't wear socks, you foolish little baby.
What?
Well, you just tell Daddy I'll wear my old ones. He said, Daddy, I'll wear my old ones. I said, everybody have socks on? Everybody said, uh-huh.
But I wasn't there.
Yes, you were sitting right there. You weren't listening. I said, does everybody have socks on? Ross said, mm-hmm. I said, okay, we're ready to go. Marky said, Marky just didn't even listen. He didn't listen to the important message about, does everybody have socks on? That was an important message, wasn't it?
Oh, Dad, I thought you were gonna...
Drop the shoe! Drop it! Thank you! Stop!
That's because I thought you were just going up, rolling down,
I know. I thought you were going a little dinky. When I said to everybody, I said, put on long pants because we're going out where it's rough. Then I said, oh, well, you better wear socks because you'll need them on the hike. Marky said, oh, well, he doesn't mean it. My daddy doesn't mean what he says. He's just joking. My daddy's just a joker. He just says socks and he says long pants, but he doesn't mean it.
Wow.
Yes, Mark?
You're a joker. Wow. You are not really me.
That's right. And I'm really a joker, Dad.
Right. When you are not real, the person isn't, you aren't really you. It's really somebody else who wants to get you.
Who's the other person that wants to get me?
No, get a pitch.
Oh, yeah. You mean somebody's pretending to be daddy and they're going to steal you, right? Okay, Ross, great. Now, let's get Mark to get Suze back on, okay?
No! Because daddy...
Yes?
Those are waffles.
Those are waffles. Okay, you go barefoot.
It's worth this glass.
Well, then we'll pick it out when we get back. Come on, Mark.
Well, just watch out for glass.
There's a lot of glass, Mark. Why don't you put on shoes? Put on your shoes. And you'll be okay when you get home.
Look at
all the glass. You better put on shoes. There's literally a lot of glass here, Mark.
And there's bottle caps.
And then you'll really get germs. If you put on this, at least you won't get germs, okay?
Yeah.
You put that on.
Dad, can I...
It's tough luck, there. Mark. It's tough luck, Mark. It's tough luck, Mark. You just got to do it. Wrong shoe. Wrong foot. You have a lot of Indian in you, but you don't have too much from your parents. You must have gotten some in you some other way. I wonder how. I wonder how you got that Indian in you. Do you think it might be? Other relatives might have it? Maybe an Indian ancestor. Use your hands, honey. Yeah, it must be some Indian. You must have Indian ancestor, but... We don't know who it is.
Ancestor.
We don't know who that Indian might have been. Maybe on your mom's side you've got some Indian they didn't tell us about. Maybe there's an Indian there we didn't hear about. I bet you, because your mom's dad used to live on the Wild West. Maybe his mom was an Indian. Maybe your grandmother was an Indian. Your great-grandmother. I bet your great-grandmother was an Indian.
Ancestor.
Yeah, ancestor. Okay. Now we can go slowly home, okay?
It's gotta be an ancestor.
Of course it's an ancestor. I know that. It's gotta be an ancestor.
Okay, what kind of card do you have? Like a MasterCard?
I use MasterCard.
Mom tells me that you throw them away.
MasterCard?
No, all your cards that you get.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of credit cards, and I cut them up and don't use them.
Well, keep them. You'll get lots and lots and lots of money.
No, no. They don't give you any money.
Why?
They just trick you.
Do they?
Yeah, they say, you can use us to buy things, right?
Yeah.
But then you have to pay them back.
What?
Yeah, it's not free. Nothing's free in this world.
But what if you just use one spoon out?
It won't work. You still have to pay.
Do you?
Yeah.
It sounds big.
That's not such a great deal, is it?
Why don't you just not have a MasterCard?
Yeah, I use the MasterCard because I actually pay them back for the things that I buy.
Why?
Well, it's only fair. Then I don't have to carry around so much cash.
Why? Don't you like cash?
Yeah, I do, but what if I lost it? What if I lost my wallet? Hold slow up for Mark. He's got holes in his feet.
But Dad, I don't think he will.
What?
I don't think he will.
Are you doing all right, honey?
You can keep your money in separate wallets.
Let's let Mark finish being the leader, okay? Ross, you and I stick there. We're going to let you finish being leader. You can lead all the way home, Mark.
You can keep your cash in separate wallets. And yeah. Don't step on the ant. One for buying clothes. Uh-huh. One for buying food. No.
Yeah.
One for buying toys for the kids. Uh-huh. One for paying the bills.
Uh-huh.
And the taxes.
Yeah.
One for special occasions.
Uh-huh.
And that.
Yeah.
Like all that.
Yeah, I know. I could do that.
But we wouldn't have to pay.
Good idea. Okay, which way should we go around the
fence? And even if you did, you said, who would care?
How do you want to go around the fence?
With all that money.
Let's go this way, Mark, around the fence.
But Dad, if you had lots more money, would they charge you more?
Marky, this way around the fence.
Then if you had lots more money than most people, would they charge you more?
No.
Wait a minute.
guides you just the same, right?
Right.
He's leading. Mark's leading.
Good.
Straight down, and you know how to get home, right, Mark?
Yeah. Lucky. Well,
this way.
Lucky, King of the Mountain.
Okay, King. Come on, King. Here, King. Here, King. This way, Mark. This way, Mark. Down that street, Mark. Oh, Ross was the King of the Mountain. Ross was pretending to be King of the Mountain.
Wait up, Dad. I don't believe
you. I know. I'm just telling you which way to go, King.
Ross is telling Grandma about Universal City Tour that we just went on July 22nd.
He nearly hit the last bus, but finally stopped. It was like, and there was this storm in the town. It was like a storm, okay? And this big flood came swooshing down and nearly grounded us, and it just went past the bus and went down this drain, okay? And this tree was real old, and it just came almost cracking down on us, and it just stopped, and they put it back up. It was like a machine.
What was the tree made of?
Well, yeah. Well, pretty. No, not really. Everybody was scared, but it was neat. It was neat.
What is that?
Chocolate chip cookie.
Wow. I don't know. But the tree was on coming to our car, and it almost smashed it. It just stopped. Okay. Bye. No! I want to go.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
I'll dial up. Yeah. No one there?
Yep. That's what I want.
There was someone else who wanted to talk to you, too. A little one. Yeah. Okay, here he is.
Hi. Hi.
Ross. Get going.
One time we went somewhere and we were on this bus, and we went on to this little track, and the shark was in the pond, and a big shark. Well, I don't know. And guess what? Somebody caught him. Well, when we were on the track, the track broke. Yeah, Ross, it bent. Well,
the bridge broke.
Well, I don't know how it bended.
The bridge broke.
No, it just bended a little. It cracked on Ross's side. No, it didn't fall. I might tell you something that Ross told you. I might tell you some things that left. Hi. Okay. What? know them. Oh yeah, we had a shark. And then it was big, so I caught it. Well, it nearly chomped Ross's face. Almost.
Tell him I can still see it right now in my mind.
Really? Will you be able to go to sleep, Ross?
Tell him I can still see it in my mind.
Okay, Ross can still see you in his mind.
No, the jaws.
Tell them I still can see the jaws thing in my mind.
The jaws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Russ can still see the jaws
thing
in his mind. He can still see the jaws in his mind. I can still see him in my mind, too.
You're lucky we're on that side, right?
Oh, well, nobody found water when the track bended. But it came back.
It really was a bridge.
It was really a bridge. Yeah. No, Ross, it wasn't a bridge.
It was like a wood sidewalk.
What? Okay, but, it was this bridge. It broke, and he said, go, keep on going, or go away that you might fall in the water. But they came back and they went the other way because they didn't want to risk it again. And she said, go back together, bridge, and it did. It was, and it was, it did it all magically, I think. Yeah. Bye.
Okay, hang up.
Hang up?
Yeah, you can tell her the rest tomorrow.
Dad, should I draw a picture to show them what it looked like? The jaws thing.
Yeah, let the jaws come at your face.
When it came to
Are you finished? Are you finished? More milk? No, you're not.
It was so weird.
Finish
it was all pink and all bumpy inside.
Mark?
It's all bumpy.
I want you to drink glasses.
No, I'll eat the whole thing.
I'll eat the whole thing. You've got to finish the milk, Mark.
No.
You sit down and have a glass of milk right now. Mark, you're in trouble.
Why is it rock? This is mine.
So what'd you guys do today while I was gone?
I'm just going to jump for your chip.
What'd you guys do today while I was gone? Anything interesting?
Come here.
You just came here? And when you got here, what'd you do?
Dad, yeah. Meet you.
Ross, you
Ross is going to tell Aunt Maura now about Universal City.
And we went past the slide hall thing, and they got like this dummy in a spout fishing. Uh-huh. And the driver said, Mister, get out of these waters. And the driver sure says this never happened before. And then the Jaws fin came up. And cut down the
boat,
the dummy in the boat. Oh. But that's not all.
The shark came.
Jaws came and jumped right at my face. Opened his mouth right at my face. And I had to jump in my mom's lap.
Well, first
you didn't get in your face.
You forgot to tell her that first the tram that we were on, the little trolley, started to tilt.
It cracked down, and then Jaws came. The
wharf started to cave in. We were on the wharf, and it started to cave in, and we all started to twist towards the slide. Then Jaws came around, right? Go ahead, tell the rest.
And then he came, and he opened his mouth right in my face.
Where were you sitting? Where were you sitting?
He almost gulped.
I was sitting right at the right seat. At the very front. And he came right at my face.
You were the first kid he almost bit.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Were you
on the edge?
Yeah.
That's why. You weren't on the edge.
Yeah, he was. No, he was on the other side.
He was on the other side.
Mark looks scared just thinking about it. Are you, Mark?
Yes, he did.
I think he's a little scared thinking about it. Are you, Mark?
I can draw you a picture.
Scared right now.
I can draw you a picture of what Jaws looked like.
All right, I would like to. Do you have paper?
Okay. If you ask Madeline if you can get some paper.
Where's paper?
I'll get some.
But one time, this water was flooding in, and we barely made it out of the flying place. It was flooding in the little thing.
Were you wet?
And what did the what got knocked
over? You barely made it knock over.
Only the train got wet and it dried off.
Oh, gosh.
What about the tree? What happened to the tree?
Oh, that got breaked down. It was like breaked down.
What's the right way to say breaked?
Broken down.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to the bridge, Mark?
Oh, no way. That tree was...
The other time
we were there was all these sprinkly things coming down, and then we were riding and we were driving and this wave came down.
That was the flood.
A flood came down and it almost hit us.
But what about the dinosaurs? Did you see the dinosaurs? No, there weren't any. Oh yeah, we have the dinosaurs. The little ones. We didn't see any huge dinosaurs. Must have been a long time ago. It must have been one of these things.
And a special one of these things. Jaws.
What are these things? His eyes. Hey, Mark, you forgot to tell Aunt Maura the part about the bridge. Remember the bridge that we went over? Big, tall bridge.
What bridge?
Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Tell her.
It broke down. Mm-hmm. Some parts broke. Oh, yeah, that.
Let Mark tell.
We went shooting down.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And